Hi, everyone. This is really weird. Happy 2020. Happy New Year. no normal intro because this isn't really a planned episode. Well, planned in the fact that I knew that I wanted to make this episode, but not planned in the sense that I have a script or have an outline of what I want to say. Over the past couple of weeks, I've tried to figure out what I wanted to say to y'all, but I'm just gonna do it off the cuff. First of all, thank you to everybody that listened, to who left reviews, who supported my content. It means a lot. I never thought that the podcast would gain traction so quickly, but I'm very excited that it did. There's a lot of things that happened in 2018. I got a kitten. That is the biggest change that's happened in my life. Her name is Luna, and she is 6 months now, and she is absolutely rambunctious. But as far as why I have been absent from the podcast, the last that you heard of me, I was going to be doing an AWS series, which I still want to do. It may be a bit delayed because when I was studying for the AWS certification, another opportunity presented itself that I wanted to partake in. And now that I have made the decision to no longer move forward with that process, mainly because of a lot of mental health things that had been happening for like at least half of 2018, I decided that I'm no longer in the space to grind and study, and I sincerely think that everything that had been happening and had been accumulating kind of came to a head whilst I was studying for my Google interview, which to me is a honor to sound. It sounds odd, right? But when you're a software engineer, or perhaps anyone in technology, working for a FANG company is kind of the golden cherry, right? The cherry on top of your career. And I've only been a software engineer for 4 years. And the fact that Google reached out to me, a Google recruiter reached out to me, they actually reached out to me when I first started the job that I have now, and I said I just got there, I'm not really looking into that, and then they still held on to me, which was great, but unfortunately the timing of it right now is just not good for me, and I have to put that on hold. However, I have planned on doing an episode about what I did to study for the Google interview, and maybe that will help somebody out there that is in a good mental space to go through the studying for a Google interview. So I had to put that on hold. A lot of things were happening with work and my mental health, so I really needed to put the podcast on hold. As much as I love doing content and talking to a microphone and setting up interviews and writing the questions and things like that, it needed to go on the back burner. And not to get too much into what's happening, but I have been very open about having depression and anxiety. And over the past 2 or 3 years, it's gotten exceedingly bad. And there's a number of factors, but one of the main factors was my last job and my current job and all the situations kind of coming together and creating the worst possible storm of imposter syndrome. And I feel that heavily, very strongly right now. And even with great things like Google reaching out to me and the podcast and doing well with like talks, and my first keynote was last year, and all of these great things that should be benchmarks in my career. There was a very strong undercurrent of, why am I even here? Why am I even a software engineer? And like the crux of it, I did think, why am I even a software engineer? Maybe it would be easier to transition to something else in technology, where being a Black woman wouldn't be so hard. But in the long run, I've decided against that, because fuck that. I'm not a quitter in that sense. I love software engineering. And it's taken me a really long time to remember that I do love software engineering, because even with my previous episodes, I was kind of just going through the fog of it all and running on autopilot. But I do sincerely enjoy coding and creating content, so it's just taking me a little bit to get back into it. Sorry for that ramble, but I figured y'all deserved to know why I haven't been around for 4 months, something like that. Anyway, as far as the future of the podcast in 2020, I absolutely plan on getting back to my normal schedule of releasing podcasts every Monday. And you know what? I'm doing it, and it's going to be very exciting. Also, for the interviews and things that I had set up for 2018, luckily the people that were handling the people that I were interviewing and the interviewees themselves were very understanding about the predicament, and they have agreed to be interviewed for 2020, so those will be slated sometime within the first quarter. I also had other people email me while I was on hiatus, which is really sweet that they liked my content enough to volunteer to still want to be interviewed and interested and wanting to reach out to my audience. So I thought that was amazing. So right now I'm just trying to plan out the quarter of 2020 and figure out my content and get organized. As you know, I also started my own business last year, so I want to make sure I have everything organized between the podcast and other ventures that I also want to branch out into with my business, which is really weird to say, but it's back to the point now where I'm excited, where I'm happy, excited to be creating content for y'all, excited that I... just excited to get back into tech and not feel burnt out. That's not to say that I don't feel burnt out. I do, but it's absolutely not as bad as it has been. And I want to say thank you to Effexor, because it was really touch and go there for a second. I really thought that I was going to quit, but I'm not going to. And I'm really excited. So I'm glad to those that have stuck around and haven't deleted Get Cute Podcasts from wherever you're listening to it. Get ready, because 2020 is going to be a very good year, and I hope that y'all enjoy the content as much as I do. So with that said, Happy New Year. Thanks for sticking around, and I will see y'all next time. Bye.